Joe Benson, manager.
Adam Harris, coach. Jake Brubaker, coach.
Xavier Castillo, going to third base. Nicholas Copeland, left field.
Joey Benson, left field.
Brendan Rowan, going to second base. Logan Whitley, going to first base. Dominic Colarusso, going to first base with Logan.
Adam Harris, right field.
Matt, center field. Hudson, shortstop.
All right, let's give him a warm welcome.
Buddy, we are going to have our ceremonial first pitches. Look, she did the cheesy smile away. Michael, what the heck? Cheesy smile away. No, cheesy smile away right now. There's the smile. Where's the wave? All right, there we go. We've got two people who are going to throw out our ceremonial first pitch. Right here is the lovely and talented London Gibson. I want you to head to the mound. She works for the Child Advocacy Center of Las Vegas. They work with special children, children who have had some problems. They are victims of assault, and I have to tell you, it is a thankless job. So I want a huge Aviators welcome to the one and only London Gibson. Give it your best, girl. That ain't bad at all. Go get that ball. Give her a round of applause. That is London Gibson from the Child Advocacy Center. All right, now taking the mound, we have Michael Westerfield, a 15-year employee of the mighty Amazon company. You may have heard of them, located here in Las Vegas. He is ready to bring it. I want you to give a round of applause, Michael Westerfield. Hey, we are 2 for 2 on first pitches. Give him a round of applause. That is Michael Westerfield, proud employee of Amazon here in Las Vegas.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, good evening once again and welcome to beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark for another evening of exciting professional baseball. Tonight's contest features a AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, the Tacoma Rainiers. the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, they are your Las Vegas Aviators. It's now time for the Arby's. We have the meet starting of lineups. Let us meet the Tacoma Rainiers. Leading off in first base, number 21, Cooper Hummel. Batting second in center field, number 19, Kane Marlowe. Batting third, doing the catching, number 9, Brian O'Keefe. Batting fourth, designated hitter, number 25, Mike Ford. Batting fifth, number 17, right fielder, Zach DeLoach. Batting sixth in left field, number 1, Delino DeShield. Batting seventh at third base, number 18, Colin Moran. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 14, Kian Wong. Batting ninth, the shortstop, number 13, Sixa Hernandez. And tonight's starting pitcher for Tacoma, number 45, Riley O'Brien.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators. It's game 5 of a 6-game series. The Rainiers are hoping to end a 3-game losing streak. It's their first losing streak of the year to reach 3 games. The Rainiers lost yesterday 11-6. The games here in Vegas have been extremely high scoring. Yesterday there were 8 home runs hit between the two clubs. Vegas out-homered the Red Ears 5-3. That was decisive. The Red Ears pitching staff today hoping to keep the ball in the ballpark a little bit more. Little problem, though. The Red Ears starting pitcher for today's game, the scheduled starter, Easton McGee, got called up by the Mariners. In fact, he pitched very well for Seattle today. We'll talk more about that later. So the Red Ears are going to have a bullpen game instead. Riley O'Brien is going to go first. He'll probably pitch the first 2 innings. He's done really well this year, 1-1 with a 0.96 ERA. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Colton Eastman. Eastman's 0-3 with a 4.15 ERA. Has an amazing stat. In 13 innings this year, he has allowed 18 runs, only 6 earned runs. He's allowed 12 unearned runs. The defense has not been there for him. Colton Eastman on the hill for Vegas. Riley O'Brien for the Red Ears. Should be a good one tonight. We'll be back with a look back at the Home Run Festival last night when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, My father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The Tacoma Red Deers taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight, game 5 of 6. Yesterday, Vegas won 11-6. There were 8 home runs hit in the game, 5 by Las Vegas. They hit 4 solos and a 3-run shot from Tyler Soderstrom. The Red Deers hit 3 homers. They were all solo shots. Tacoma actually only had 7 hits yesterday and scored 6 runs. The thing is, that's not enough in this ballpark. You've got to plan on scoring at double digits to win in this park. The winning team in this series in each of the first 4 games has scored a minimum of 9 runs. So the Red Deers hope to get the offense going here tonight, as they need to be a little more productive than they were last night. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Deers, who are 13-11 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off, playing first base, is Cooper Hummel. Cade Marlowe bats second. He's in center field. Hitting third, doing the catching, is Brian O'Keefe. Mike Ford bats cleanup, DHs. Hitting fifth, the right fielder, Zach DeLoach. Batting sixth is left fielder, Delino DeShields. Hitting seventh and playing third base is Colin Moran. And batting eighth, second baseman Kian Wong. In the ninth spot, the shortstop, Cesar Hernandez. On the mound, Riley O'Brien, 1-1 with a 0.96 ERA. The Aviators of Las Vegas are 12-13 under manager Fran Reardon. They'll lead off with the shortstop, Nick Allen. Batting second, center fielder J.J. Blade. Hitting third, doing the catching, is Manny Pena. Cody Thomas bats cleanup. He's in right field. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting sixth, second baseman Zach Geloff. Hitting seventh, left fielder Trenton Brooks. Batting eighth, designated hitter Jonah Bride. And hitting ninth, the DH, Kyle McCann. On the mound, Colton Eastman. Eastman has a record of no wins and three losses with a 4.15 ERA. Umpires today, Tom West has the plate. Chris Marco, the crew chief, is at first, and Steven Jachinski is at third. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas. Game 5 out of 6 here at Las Vegas Ballpark on another nice warm evening here in the desert. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle. One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start here in Las Vegas. The Red Ears and the Aviators. Las Vegas' starting pitcher, Colton Eastman, is finishing up his warm-up pitches right now. This is a great hitter's ballpark. The weather's nice and warm, blue skies today. Very gentle breeze blowing out towards right field right now. Usually picks up as the game moves along. Big crowd anticipated tonight here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's our first Star Wars night of what will surely be many that the Raiders will be playing in here in the 2023 season. The Star Wars nights are they're everywhere around the Pacific Coast League these days. Well, Cooper Hummel finds himself in the leadoff spot today. The Raiders lineup with some changes. Mason McCoy and Jake Shiner, both of whom have played in every game this season. They're both out of the starting lineup today. We'll see if either of them comes in off the bench later. And Taylor Trammell with a day off on his rehab assignment. So Hummel's in the leadoff spot. Switch hitter batting left. And the pitch from Eastman is swung on and pulled into right field, and there's a base hit to get things started. Cooper Hummel swings at the first pitch and yanks it into right field for a base hit. So Hummel singles to right field. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe was off yesterday after playing in 9 straight games. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way to Marlowe, and he grounds it right to the second baseman, who feeds the shortstop for one, and that's all they'll get. Hummel forced out at second base. They tried to double up Marlowe, but he easily beat the relay throw to first, so he's on. Right here, swinging early in the count against Colton Eastman. Eastman, in 13 innings, has allowed 12 hits and 7 walks prior to today, with 16 strikeouts. Former Phillies farmhand who signed as a minor league free agent with the A's this winter. Well, O'Keefe swings at the first pitch and flies it to right field, and Thomas is there to make the catch, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. So Eastman has thrown 3 pitches. All 3 batters have swung at the first pitch and put it in play. Now Mike Ford is the hitter. He's batting 345 with 8 homers and 35 runs batted in. Leads the league in runs batted in. Second in the league in homers. And there goes the runner. And stepping off the rubber is Eastman. And they've got Marlowe in a rundown between first and second. And he gets tagged out for the final out of the inning. And since Ford didn't see a pitch, Eastman just had a 3-pitch top of the first inning. Marlowe is caught stealing. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. We'll get the scoring on the rundown for you after the break. No runs for the Raiders. On a hit, there were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Las Vegas coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, leading off for your Las Vegas Aviator, number 10, the shortstop, Nick Ellis.
Well, the Raiders went down as quickly as possible in the first with Colton Eastman throwing just 3 pitches. So we go to the bottom of the first. Nick Allen leads things off, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Allen, the shortstop for the Aviators, hitting 333 in a dozen games. O'Brien with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. What a weird first inning. 2-0 pitch to Allen is high ball 3. With Hummel swinging at the first pitch and singling. Marlowe swinging at the first pitch, grounding into a fielder's choice at second. O'Keefe swinging at the first pitch, flying out to right. So there's a strike now to Allen. And then before the first pitch could even be thrown to Ford, Cade Marlowe caught off of first base and gotten in a rundown and tagged out for the last out as there's a pitch up and in, ball 4 to Allen. And it's a leadoff walk. That caught stealing, by the way, went 1-6-3 on Marlowe that wrapped up the top of the first inning. Well, a leadoff walk for Nick Allen, and now J.J. Blade is the hitter. He's been on a tear throughout this series. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Blade is hitting 308 with 7 homers, 18 runs batted in, more walks than strikeouts. Now O'Brien is ready. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And the count's even now, 1-1. Blade hit one of Vegas's 5 home runs yesterday. And now a pickoff throw to first. Back in is Allen. Allen. Allen being held on by Cooper Hummel. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way to Blade, and it's taken up high for a ball, 2-1. O'Brien this year has pitched 9 1/3 innings. He's allowed 6 hits and 5 walks with 16 strikeouts. Here's O'Brien's 2-1 pitch, and it's belted towards right center field. Back is Marlowe, and on the warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch, and there is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Blade hit a rocket towards right center, but Cade Marlowe was there to make the play. So one out, and now Manny Pena is the hitter. Pena, 4-for-6 on this rehab assignment. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Pena injured his left wrist in spring training. That's what he's coming back from. 1-0 pitch coming from Riley O'Brien. And it's swung on and hit towards the second baseman, Wong, who has it. Feeds the shortstop, Hernandez, for one, who throws a one-hopper to first with plenty of time to spare. They double up Manny Pena, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. A double play goes 4-6-3, and it closes out the bottom of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Vegas are scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score between Tacoma and Vegas. We go to the second inning of play. Mike Ford, Zach Deloach, and Delino DeShields to bat this inning against Colton Eastman, who had a 3-pitch first inning. Very rarely see that. Ford stands in, and the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Really, the only way you can see a 3-pitch inning is the way that it happened, because after the first two batters make outs on one pitch, the third hitter never swings at the first pitch. It's one of those unwritten rules. So there's a pitch inside. But in this instance, there had been 3 pitches, 2 outs and a runner on, and the runner got himself picked off, essentially. 2-0 pitch. Down low, ball 3 to Ford. Well, now Eastman's really laboring. He's matched his pitch total from the first inning. 3-0 the count to Mike Ford. And the pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch, misses ball 4, and there's a walk. And Ford heads down to first base. So he's on. And now Zach Deloach will be the hitter.
Deloach.
Left-hand hitter. Batting 301 with two homers. 426 on base percentage. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Eastman working with catcher Manny Pena. And the pitch to Deloach is chopped to the right side. One hop to the second baseman. Geloff goes to the shortstop for one. Relay to first in time for two. Each team has now turned a double play. This one goes Zach Geloff to Nick Allen to Tyler Soderstrom. The base runner is erased. And now Delino DeShields will be the hitter. DeShields getting his first playing time of this series. Didn't play in the first four games of this series, but in there today, sitting .238 with a .304 on base percentage in 11 games for the Red Ears. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Now here comes the 0-1. And it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One offering. And it's on the outside. Oh, outside for a ball, 2-1. We're using the human umpires today, but the challenge system is being utilized. Now time called by DeShields. The challenge system means that the automated ball strike system is running in the background but not being used. And if a player feels like the call of the ball or strike was incorrect, they can challenge. So now the 2-1 to DeShields is a called strike 2-2. And if they challenge, then they go to the automated system, determine if it's a ball or a strike. That becomes the official call. Thing is, you can only be wrong three times as a team. Once you're wrong for the third time, you can no longer challenge. DeShields rolls one to third. That's fielded by Bride. And they throw to first and get DeShields, and the inning is over. So the Red Ears do not score in the second. No runs, hits, or errors. And no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tecoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway! They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
No score here in Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cody Thomas, Tyler Soderstrom, and Zach Geloff to bat here at the bottom of the second against right-hander Riley O'Brien, who's making the spot start here after Easton McGee was called up to the major leagues today by the Mariners. He was supposed to start this game. Steady started some other game. Pitch in for a strike to Cody Thomas, 0-1 the count. Thomas hitting 320 with 7 homers, 33 runs batted in. Now O'Brien with a pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. McGee was unbelievable for the Mariners today up in Toronto. 6 2/3 no-hit innings. They took him out after he allowed a two-out single in the seventh to Matt Chapman. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thomas, and O'Brien has his first strikeout of the night. One away, and now Tyler Soderstrom will be the batter. It was McGee's first major league start and second major league appearance. 6 2/3 scoreless innings. Struck out two, walked one, got a whole lot of soft contact. Pitch to Soderstrom is in there for a strike, going one. And, of course, he got no decision because the Mariners are not scoring any runs at the moment. And they lost in 10 innings, 1-0. 0-1 to Soderstrom is in there for a strike, 0-2. Mariners have scored two runs in their last 35 innings. O-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back, still 0-2. Get the feeling that if they don't score some runs tomorrow morning in Toronto, there will be changes afoot. Just a hunch. O-2 pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-2. Rainiers were hoping for a call on that inside fastball, but not quite enough to go to the challenge system and risk one. The two teams were terrible at challenging last night, by the way. There in the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Soderstrom, and that's out number two in the bottom of the second inning. First off, the plate umpire last night, Steven Jashinski, was having a really good game, other than when he got hit by a foul tip. But in terms of calling balls and strikes, there were no complaints. There were only three challenges total between the two teams. And in all three challenges, the umpire was proven correct. Now a pitch to Zach Geloff is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Geloff hitting 263 in 11 games, one homer. Yeah, the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Geloff. Now the 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Geloff. On deck is Trenton Brooks. O'Brien's pitch, outside, ball four. So a two-out walk issued. Geloff heads down to first base. And now Trenton Brooks is the hitter. Brooks, left-handed batter, hitting 225, four homers, 360 on base percentage. O'Brien's pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. 96-mile-per-hour fastball from O'Brien right there. Runner goes, pitch is low, throw down to second, not in time. Stealing second base is Geloff. His seventh steal of the year, and he has yet to be caught. Las Vegas, a tremendous base-stealing team, 36 for 39 stealing bases this year. They are tied with Tacoma for most stolen bases in the league, and they've had a higher success rate than the Rainiers. Pitch coming now, and there's a check swing by Brooks. Did he go? Yes, says the base umpire Jashinski. Count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch is outside, ball three. Curveball from O'Brien that misses. So 3-1 the count. Jonah Pride, who had two homers yesterday, is on deck. 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs here at the bottom of the second inning. And now Pride will be the batter. And the Rainiers' next pitcher has started loosening up in the bullpen.
Number 11, third baseman, Jonah Pride.
O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk things over with O'Brien. Brian ready now, checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch to Bride, and it misses a little high. Ball one. O'Brien needed just 11 pitches in the first inning. This next pitch will be his 20th of the second inning. Here it comes, and it's a fastball over for a strike. So 1-1 now. Las Vegas is wearing special Star Wars-related uniforms for their Star Wars night. So the next pitch is inside. Snap throw to first, and back in safely is Brooks. O'Keefe firing down to first base, trying to pick off Trenton Brooks. Now the 2-1 is coming. And there's a fastball for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. The scoreboard up here, big modern fancy video board. Whenever a Rainiers player bats, they just show where they normally have a picture of the player's face. They are showing a stormtrooper on Star Wars night. So now here's a swing and a foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, two out. O'Brien trying to close out the second inning. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on. Bounce to first on one big bounce. Hummel has it, feeds O'Brien, covering first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Vegas does not score in the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the third. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
No score after two innings here in Vegas. Colin Moran, Kian Wong, and Cesar Hernandez to bat here in the third. Moran, left-hand hitter, settling into the batter's box, batting in the number seven spot. The Red Deers have had a base runner in each inning, but have sent the minimum number of men to the plate. There's the pitch from Eastman, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Moran hitting 177 in 17 games. Couple of homers, 12 runs batted in. Hit two homers in the first week of the season. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch from Eastman is up high for a ball. 2-1. So 2-1 the count. And now Moran hits one the other way in the air. Going back is Brooks at the track, and he makes the catch a step in front of the fence. And one man is out. And now Kian Wong will be the batter.
Batting in, the second baseman, number 14, Kian Wong.
Kian Wong now the batter. Right here's a warming up, Stephen Kolick. In the bullpen. Eastman's pitch is outside to Kian Wong. There's ball one. Wong hitting .333, 10 hits and 30 at bats, and he launched his first home run of the season yesterday, a rocket down the right field line. Eastman's 1-0 pitch is grounded foul down the first baseline, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Rainiers getting their first ever look at Colton Eastman, who was a Philadelphia Phillies fourth round draft pick in 2018 out of Cal State Fullerton. He grew up in Fresno, was drafted out of high school by the Twins, didn't sign, went to college, and then signed after 3 years there. 1-1 to Wong is inside for a ball, two balls, one strike. Eastman, 6'3", right-hander. Got his first taste of AAA in 2021 when he was in the Phillies system. 2-1 pitch, chopped towards first, fair ball, fielded right next to the bag by Soderstrom, and he tags the base and puts out Wong, and two men are gone in the top of the third inning. And now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez hitting .254 with a .489 on-base percentage, leading the league with 28 walks. Now time called, a pitch clock violation charged to the pitcher, Eastman. So that's ball one to Cesar Hernandez. Now some questioning from the first base dugout about that violation. Fran Reardon asking the umpire a question. All right, we're ready for play to resume now.
Eastman into his motion of the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count's even 1-1. Eastman last year split the season between AA Reading and AAA Lehigh Valley in the Philly system. Now the next pitch is high for a ball. And he was eventually let go by the Phillies and signed by the A's. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Hernandez. Two-two pitch. Breaking ball misses. Ball three. We're going to get our first challenge. The Aviators thought this was a strike, and they're challenging it. So we now go to the automated ball strike system. They'll put a graphic on the scoreboard, and everyone's watching it. And, yep, that was actually strike three on the outside corner. Hernandez has been called out on a challenge. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. First strikeout for Eastman, three up, three down in the top of the third inning. We head to the bottom of the third here in Las Vegas. Tacoma and the Aviators are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless. New pitcher for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the third. Steven Kolek making his AAA debut. Kolek will face Kyle McCann, the number nine man in the lineup, to start things off. Kolek's in relief of Riley O'Brien, who had another start where he went two innings and allowed no runs. He's done that three times now. First pitch to McCann is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch breaking ball from Kolek. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball. O'Brien, two scoreless innings, no hits allowed. Walk three, struck out two. Now Kolek's next pitch is looped out into left field, and that's going to drop in for the first hit of the game for Vegas. Opposite field single for Kyle McCann, who's now 8 for 13 in this series. That'll bring Nick Allen to the plate. He walked earlier. Kolek's a 26-year-old righty from Shepherd, Texas, who the Mariners got in a trade with the Dodgers in April of 2021. So here's a pitch in for a strike. In fact, almost exactly 2 years ago to date, it was 2 years ago yesterday, just traded in exchange for cash considerations. Kolek's 0-1 pitch to Allen is swung on and fouled back. Kolek in 21. Mostly spent the year with Everett as a starter. And then last year was a starting pitcher for AA Arkansas for the entire season, making 27 starts. Here comes his 0-2 pitch to Allen, and it's a breaking ball just inside, 1-2. And as a starter last year, he went 6-13 with a 4.51 ERA and pretty ordinary statistics across the board, although a high strikeout rate, 138 strikeouts in 143 innings, close to one per inning. Here's a swing and a grounder to second, fielded by Wong, goes to Cesar at second base for the force out there. That's all they'll get. Allen runs well down the line. He reaches on a fielder's choice. Kyle McCann forced out, 4-6. Kian Wong to Cesar Hernandez. And the veteran Hernandez did not bother throwing to first and risking an error when he had no chance to double up Allen. So Allen's at first with one down. He's a threat to try to steal. J.J. Blade stands in, and the pitch is a fastball inside. 95 on the gun. Mariners move Kolek to the bullpen this year at AA Arkansas, and he was dealing for the Travelers in his five appearances there. 1-0 pitch to Blade. Well, a pickoff throw instead. In five appearances, Kolek went 7 2/3 innings, allowed one hit and no runs. Struck out 11 and walked 2. Even got a couple of wins out of the pen. 1-0 pitch, fastball in for a strike. 95 on the gun again. 1-1. Stephen Kolek, the brother of Tyler Kolek, first round draft pick of the Marlins. I think that was 2014. So here's one that misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Blade. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. No, a throw to first, and back in safely is Allen. So now two pickoff moves have been made, and there won't be any more. If there are, it'll be a balk, unless they get the runner out. Haven't seen that scenario come up yet. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to third, and right past Moran, my goodness. It goes into left field. Now trying to go to third base on the play is Allen. The throw there is loose and foul ground. Kolek tracking it down. The batter, Blade, ends up at second base. Defensive issues for the Red Ears. Should have been a double play ball, and instead, Moran didn't field it. It went through into left. And then the throw from DeShields to Moran at third got loose and foul ground, and Blade took second base. A lot to sort out here for the official score. There's the pitch to Manny Pena with the infield in, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch. Misses for a ball. Kolek checks the runner at third. Allen with his lead, and the pitch. Swung on, bounced towards first, and it's juggled by Hummel, but he controls it, tosses it to Wong, who alertly was covering first base for the putout. The run scores. Vegas leads 1-0. And Blade takes third. 3-4 on the putout at first base. Pena gets an RBI. Runner at third with two outs now for Cody Thomas. Cody Thomas now the batter. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 coming. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 1-1. One pitch, swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. Now a swing and a grounder to the backhand side of Hernandez, who fields it, throws to first, and it's in time for the out. Thomas is retired, and the inning is over. We're still waiting for the official scoring ruling on the ball that J.J. Bladé hit, but a run scores in the inning regardless, and there is at least one hit and at least one error with a final decision in progress. We head to the fourth inning. It is Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, 1-0, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning. Cooper Hummel to start things off for the Red Ears. Top of the order coming up against the right-hander Colton Eastman. Here's the first pitch of the fourth inning. And it is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Strike one. Got the final ruling on the ball that J.J. Bladé hit. They charged two errors on one play. No hit given to Bladé. He reaches first on an error on Colin Moran for not fielding his grounder, and then takes second on a throwing error by left fielder Delino DeShields, who was trying to throw to third base. Here's the pitch that misses for a ball to Hummel. All that means that the run that scored in the inning to Steven Kolek is unearned. 1-1 pitch to Hummel. Misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike. So Vegas scores the first run of the game, and it's not on a homer, and they only scored one. This the first three innings tonight have been unlike any of the other baseball that we have played here this week. Here's a swing and a miss by Hummel, 2-2. Each team has just one measly single. What's going on here? This place is a launching pad. Two two coming from Eastman, and it is up high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. The major leagues played a real game, an official game in Mexico City today, and they're doing it again tomorrow. The Padres and Giants, part of the MLB International initiative. 3-2 pitch pulled foul, first base side. And Mexico City is a high elevation city. It's higher than Denver. And boy, did they get after it. There were 11 home runs hit today. Padres won the game 16-11 over San Francisco. 11 homers. 3-2 to Hummel. Down low, ball four. With the Oakland A's potentially needing a temporary home while they build a ballpark and move to Las Vegas, which they are hoping happens in 2027, maybe they should play in Mexico City for 3 years to get used to similar hitting conditions that they'll have when they eventually settle in Vegas. Here's the pitch to Cade Marlowe. He cranks one to right. Back on the ball is Thomas, but he's going to have room and makes the catch. And that's the first out of the fourth. Marlowe made solid contact, but playable for Cody Thomas. Line out to the right fielder. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe flied out to right field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Swung at the first pitch his first time up. And this pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Next delivery, swing and a miss. 0-2 now. Comes the 0-2 to O'Keefe. Breaking ball misses down low, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back, and it's still 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, a breaking ball. And O'Keefe fans, and that's the second strikeout for Colton Eastman. So two down to the top of the fourth. Now Mike Ford is the batter. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Leading from first is Hummel. And the next pitch is in for a strike. Hummel's 4-for-4 stealing bases, and he's only played in 5 games prior to this one. Has not yet taken off. Now the pitch over for a called strike, and Ford's behind in the count, 1-2. Next pitch, check swing, and Ford, I think, foul tipped it. No, they've called it ball two. He held up his check swing. Okay. 2-2. Now the pitch is low, ball three. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Now time called. Oh my. On a full count, Mike Ford was just given ball four on a pitch clock violation. So it's a walk on the pitch clock. Pitch clock walk.
Right fielder, number 17.
Well, the Rainiers will take it. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. He grounded into a double play earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0 and 1 the count. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And it swung on and hit in the air to left field, but right to Trenton Brooks, who makes the catch. And the inning is over. Deloach flies out to left field. And the Rainiers do not score in the top of the fourth inning. No runs, hits or errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
1-0, Las Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Stephen Kolek begins his second inning of relief work. He'll face Tyler Soderstrom. First pitch swinging, and he fouls it away. There's strike one. First pitch fastball from Kolek, who's been 94-95 with the heater in his AAA debut. Got touched for an unearned run last inning. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One coming. And it's swung on and hit in the air to left. And DeShields is there, and he squeezes it for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's games. First place, Oklahoma City, got rained out at home against Sacramento. They're playing one today with the makeup doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow. Zach Geloff now the batter. Kolek's pitch in there for a strike. Round Rock in second place beat Albuquerque 6-5 in 11 innings. It was tied 4-4 after 9. Series one outside. That meant automatic runners placed at second base. Neither team was able to score their automatic runner in the 10th. In the 11th, Albuquerque scored at the top of the inning to go up 5-4. So now here's a pitch outside to Geloff. But in the bottom of the 11th, the Round Rock outfielder Rafael Ortega hit a game-winning two-run homer. And Round Rock won it 6-5. 2-1 to Geloff. Inside ball three. They played extra innings in El Paso last night, too. Salt Lake, the Rainiers' next opponent. And El Paso, they were tied 4-4 after 9. Here's a swing and a bouncer to short. Hernandez fields it and throws to first in time to get Geloff, and two men are gone at the bottom of the 4th. Kolek's been getting ground balls for the most part. Five of the 7 batters he has faced have hit grounders in the infield. Trenton Brooks now the batter. And the pitch in for a strike. Salt Lake was ahead 5-4 on El Paso going to the bottom of the 10th, but El Paso scored 2 runs and won it. They loaded up the bases, and Preston Tucker hit a 2-run single. Series one down low, 1-1. So El Paso beat Salt Lake last night 6-5. Rainiers go to Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Salt Lake's lost 4 games in a row to El Paso. And they have fallen to 9-16 on the year. Next pitch fouled away by Brooks. They do have former Rainier Kevin Padlow. He was 3-for-4 for the Bees yesterday with 3 runs batted in. One and two to Brooks. And he swings and fouls one off. One other game yesterday, Reno doubled up Sugarland 6-3. The Aces have been racking up the wins against Sugarland. Reno's actually won 8 of the last 10 overall. They have pulled into a tie with Tacoma for third place. 1-2 to Brooks, swinging a miss, strike 3, and Kolek has his first AAA strikeout. He fans Trenton Brooks to close out the bottom of the 4th inning. Nice job by Stephen Kolek in his first AAA game. And he retires the side in order here at the bottom of the 4th. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the 5th. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
1-0, Las Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the 5th inning of play. Delino DeShields to start things off for the Red Ears, who have just 1 hit through 4 innings against Colton Eastman. Red Ears have not scored in the last 7 innings they have batted in, which is crazy here in Vegas. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by DeShields. And in the last seven innings, they have just one hit. The Cooper Hummel single on the first pitch of this ballgame. 0-1 on its way to DeShields. And it's inside for a ball. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. Rainiers have drawn three walks tonight, but they haven't led to anything. They've had only one runner reach second base. 2-1 pitch from Eastman is high, ball three. So 3-1 to DeShields. Eastman into his motion, and his pitch is high, ball four, and there's a leadoff walk to start the fifth inning. DeShields will head down to first base. He becomes a threat to try to steal, as Colin Moran will now be the batter. Moran flied to deep left field earlier. The Rainiers have had a few hard hit balls, two really, go right at outfielders. Moran's in the third and Marlowe's in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Colin, grounded to short, should be two, except Nick Allen juggles the ball, picks it up, and he has nowhere to go. And instead of a double play, the Rainiers have two on with no one out. Nice break for the Rainiers. That shortstop, Nick Allen, is known for his defense, and he booted that one. Can happen to anybody.
Second baseman, number 14, Ian Wong.
So runners at first and second with no one out, and Kian Wong is the hitter. See if the Rainiers can take advantage of that. Wong grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Up on the grass at third is Jonah Bride. The pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. John Russell, the Rainiers manager, may be old school, but he's not so old school that he's going to have Kian Wong bunt in the fifth inning of a game in Las Vegas. 1-0 is low for a ball, 2-0. And now time called. Manny Pena is going to go to the mound and talk to Eastman. I wonder what's going through Eastman's head, because I talked about this at the outset of the broadcast. Eastman has a crazy stat this year. Coming into today, this does not include today's game, he had pitched 13 innings and allowed only six earned runs, but 18 runs total, because he gave up 12 unearned runs due to errors in the field behind him. And for the first time tonight, there's just been an error in the field behind him. Here's his 2-0 pitch on its way to Kian Wong, and it swung on and fouled away. And when I first saw the 18 runs, only six earned, I was wondering if maybe there was just one huge inning with a whole lot of unearned runs. But no, in each of his first four starts, he has allowed a minimum of two unearned runs. It's like the defense has been consistently bad behind him. 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three. So 3-1 to Kian Wong. Had the wrong Wong. 3-1 to Kian. And the pitch is swung out and bounced foul. They are brothers and played together in spring training for the first time in their careers. Cactus League games. Three balls, two strikes, two on, and no one out in the bottom of top of the fifth inning. And now Eastman bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw over there. thinking DeShields might be on the move on the full count pitch with no one out. The shortstop, Nick Allen, trying to keep DeShields close. Here's the 3-2. He doesn't go. The pitch is lined into left. That's a base hit. DeShields is coming around third. Here's the throw from Brooks to the plate. Close play. Safe at the plate. And the right ears are on the board. The throw from Brooks was good. On one hop on the money. And DeShields had to slide in there. And he just did beat the tag from the veteran catcher Manny Pena with a little lunging slide to the left or to the right side of the plate and reach with his left hand to scrape the dish and score the run. Delino DeShields with a nice slide at the plate, helping the Red Ears get their first run of the game. An unearned run at that off of Eastman. It's 1-1, runners at first and second with nobody out for Cesar Hernandez. And here's the pitch from Eastman, and it's a swing and a miss, strike one. And Jonah Bride still playing up on the grass at third, like the Rainiers are going to suddenly start laying down a bunch of sacrifice bunts. Owen won the count to Hernandez. And the pitch down low, one ball, one strike. Just because it's 1-1 in the fifth inning doesn't mean this is going to be a low-scoring game. This is still a Pacific Coast League game in Las Vegas, and you're probably going to need 9 or 10 runs to win it. 1-1 pitch to Hernandez is high for a ball. 2-1. Well, we've got a challenge. It was called high by the plate ump, and Vegas is challenging. The last time they challenged, they were correct and had a call overturned. And this time, they are incorrect. The umpire got it right. So Vegas with its first incorrect challenge of the day. Rainiers have not challenged anything yet. 2-1 the count to Cesar Hernandez. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left center. Brooks coming in on it. He'll get there, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out in the top of the fifth inning. Hernandez flies to left. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel has singled and walked so far. Switch hitter, he bats left against Colton Eastman. 1-1 tie in the top of the fifth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. Low for a ball. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch is a little high. 2-1. Moran at second and Wong at first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it swung on and grounded just foul down the first baseline. So two balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. Eastman's pitch is in the dirt, ball three, and Hummel reaches a full count. Rainiers have Cade Marlowe on deck. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch, grounded up the middle, might be two. Fielded by Geloff, goes to Allen for one. On to first, there's two, a double play. Right here, score just the one run here at the top of the fifth inning. On one hit, there was a big error, and one runner left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where Tacoma and Vegas are tied up. It is 1-1, and we go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Third baseman, number 11, Jonah Fry.
Right here, sticking with Stephen Kolek, who's already pitched two innings. I thought he was done after the last inning, but no. His first pitch to Jonah Bride is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Bride bounced out to the first baseman earlier. Next pitch in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now there's a called strike three. And we've got another challenge. Bride's going to challenge this one. They've already gotten one wrong. And they've got another one wrong. He's out. The automatic system rung him up. Confirmed the call. So Vegas has two incorrect challenges. And if they're wrong on a third one, they will no longer be permitted to challenge for the remainder of this game. They should change that rule. Once you get three wrong, so here's one that misses for a ball. You shouldn't be allowed to challenge for the rest of the weekend. That's my addendum to the rules. I'm going to suggest that to Mr. Manfred. Here's one inside for a ball to McCann. Two balls, no strikes. And now this pitch misses for a ball. You know the count to Kyle McCann, and he swings and fouls one away. Now swing and a bouncer towards first. That's fielded by Hummel, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. McCann grounds out to the first baseman, and now Nick Allen is the hitter. Allen has grounded out and walked so far, and he scored a run, and he swings at the first pitch, and it's a rocket sharply through the middle of the diamond and into center field. That's a base hit. So Allen singles to center, and that's the second hit of the game for Vegas. Each team now with two hits. Now J.J. Blade will be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now toss to first, and back in is Allen. Now here's a pitch that misses. 2-0 to Blade. Time called. The Red Ears pitching coach for this series, Matt Pierpont's on his way out to the mound to go talk to Stephen Kolak. Red Ears don't have anyone up in the bullpen. Two outs, runner at first, 2-0 count. Conference breaks up. Here we go, the 2-0 pitch to Blade. Is swung on and hit high in the air, but not deep, to shallow right center. Marlowe and Deloach coming in, and oh no, no one caught it. Scoring from first base is Allen, or trying to score, but he's thrown out at the plate. My goodness, that wraps up the inning. And we're going to get an argument from the manager, Fran Reardon. He thought that his man, Nick Allen, was safe at the plate. Allen seemed to slow down. I'm not sure what was going on there. The whole play was off kilter. A fly to right center, Marlowe and Deloach converging on it. Either of them could have caught it. Neither of them did catch it. Allen was running from contact from first base because there were two outs. And I think he thought he was going to score easily. He slowed down coming around third, and the Red Ears threw him out at the plate on a bang-bang play. Unbelievable. That wraps up the fifth. No runs for Vegas. There were two hits and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning with the score. Tecoba 1, Las Vegas 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cade Marlowe leading off the sixth for the Red Ears in a 1-1 game, and he swings and misses at a pitch after having just taken one outside. So 1-1 the count to Marlowe at the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch from Colton Eastman, and it swung on and pulled into right field on the ground, and that's a base hit for Marlowe. So he's on to start things off in the sixth inning. Third hit of the game for the Red Ears, and Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. The play that ended the fifth, the fly ball that should have been caught to make a simple end to the inning, instead landed for a double for Blade, and Allen was thrown out at home plate, 8-4-2. Marlowe to Wong to O'Keefe. Speaking of O'Keefe, he's at the plate right now. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield. Calling for it is Soderstrom, the first baseman, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. O'Keefe pops up. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. We have had a number of odd plays in this game. And the weirdest part of it all is that Vegas and Tacoma are in a 1-1 game in the sixth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. It boggles the mind. There goes the runner, Marlowe. The pitch is outside, throw to second, close, but Marlowe is safe with a head first dive. And that was a good throw from Manny Pena. They almost got Cade Marlowe, but he was barely in there with the left hand on the bag just before the tag from Allen. Marlowe now with six stolen bases without being caught yet. 1-0 the count to Ford, who now has an RBI opportunity. And stepping off the rubber is Eastman. Pitch is swung on, grounded right to the second baseman Geloff, who throws out Ford at first. Marlowe goes to third. The steal important. If Marlowe was still on first base, that would have been a routine inning-ending double play, but instead he is at third now with two outs, and Deloach will get a chance to try to bring him in. Correction on Marlowe's stolen base stats. He was caught stealing officially earlier in this game when he was technically picked off first base but broke towards second and got caught in a rundown. That goes in the stats as a caught stealing. So Marlowe is 6-for-7. Pitch to Deloach is a swing and a foul tip. That's strike one. Each team with bullpen activity. The Red Ears have Matt Festa warming up. Two outs, runner at third in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air towards left center. It's hanging up. Blade moves over, and the center fielder makes the catch. Deloach is retired, and the Red Ears do not score in the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Las Vegas. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
It's 40 love here in the third set.
There's the bell. She's coming off the bench hot, looking for a quick knockdown. But wait,
She's driving to the hoop. Oh, down goes the champ.
Now that's another double fault. She'll be shooting too. The serve is up. And here comes the left hook. She's bundled her home and auto insurance with Progressive. Swish, ace, savings, TKO.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas tied up 1-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Festa, takes over. Great AAA debut for Stephen Kolek, just recently promoted from AA Arkansas. He went three innings, allowed three hits, one run. It was an unearned run, so no earned runs. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out two. Stephen Kolek outstanding today in his Tacoma debut. First pitch from Festa to Manny Pena is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Festa's in his seventh appearance for the Red Ears, and he's worked seven innings with a 0 ERA, has allowed one unearned run. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Festa with a 2-0 pitch on its way to Pena. And it's swung on and bounced to short on two hops. Cesar Hernandez has it and throws to first for the out. One away. Pena bounces out to shortstop. And now Cody Thomas is the batter. Thomas is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. We're going to take a look around the Mariners farm system, get you caught up on what happened around the organization last night. So now the pitch to Cody Thomas is over for a strike. Double A Arkansas played a makeup doubleheader against a very good Tulsa club that is a Dodgers affiliate with a whole bunch of hitting prospects in the lineup. And Arkansas swept the doubleheader. So here's one inside to Thomas. They won the first game 4-3 in an extra inning. Eight innings instead of seven. Robert Perez Jr. had three hits and two runs batted in for Arkansas. 1-1 pitch, called a strike. And then the second game, they walked him off 3-2 on a game-winning RBI single in the last at-bat for Logan Warmoth, who's a minor league free agent the Mariners signed to help the AA club. Here's a blooper by Thomas to the left side, and Colin Moran catches it on the fly. A little flare to the third baseman, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth. Now Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Left-hand batter, and the pitch from Festa is taken inside for a ball. So with a doubleheader sweep, the Arkansas affiliate is now 13-6 on the year. 1-0 pitch is hit well to right center field. Giving chase is Deloach on the track, and he runs it down right next to the 380-foot sign for the final out of the inning. Zach Deloach making the play in deep right center field to wrap up the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down, and we will head to the seventh with the score. Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
One-one tie ball game as we go to the seventh inning of play. New pitcher for Vegas in the top of the seventh inning. It's right-hander Garrett Acton. Delino DeShields, Colin Moran, and Kian Wong to bat for the Red Ears here in the seventh. Each team with just three hits and one run through six innings tonight. Very unlike the first four games of this series. Very much the opposite. DeShields stands in. And the pitch from Acton is taken up and away, ball one. The starter for Las Vegas, Colton Eastman, went six innings, allowed three hits and one run that was unearned. He walked four and struck out one. 2-0 pitch to DeShields is swung on and hit high in the air to right center. Chasing it is Blade into the alley and at the track and with a little jump, and he makes the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. And an advertising banner on the fence in right center field has become detached. And I think they're going to have to go get that fixed before we can keep playing. We'll see. Blade kind of went up the fence a little bit. Yeah, the umpires are saying, hey, we got to get the grounds crew out there to fix that before we can keep going. So that's going to happen. There's a advertising banner. I'll try to explain this. It's unique to right field here in Vegas. The bullpens are right behind the right field fence, so the fence is kind of mesh. You can see through it, right? The relievers can look through the fence. But at the very bottom, from the dirt to about 3 feet high, there is a like a wrap that has advertisements for a health plan and the Aviators website, those types of things. And it's this long, skinny, 3 foot high sign that's basically attached to the fence. And Blade tore part of it down in right center field with his cleat while he was making that catch. And everyone's kind of standing around figuring out who's going to try to fix this thing. In fact, some Rainier's relief pitchers have come out of their bullpen, which is where the impacted area is, and they're actually seeing if they might be able to fix it themselves. It's the Coors Light portion of the advertising that has collapsed. Well, the Rainier's pitchers briefly tried rehanging it, failed, and now they're all just standing around looking at it. And it's not very entertaining, so now they've gone back into the bullpen. I don't know what we're going to do here. No one from the ballpark has gone out there yet. Not a soul. Oh, now here we go. The grounds crew is arriving. All right. So they're running out there now. They had to finish their hand of poker in the grounds crew room before they could come out here and survey the scene. And now they're trying to reattach this advertising sign. And they've actually now have five people working on this, so I think they're going to make some progress. Little sign delay here in Las Vegas. The stadium on Star Wars night is entertaining itself with the Kiss Cam, which here in Vegas is sponsored by a mattress company. They're still hanging up the sign in right center. They are making progress. They've got half of it up, and they're just wrapping it up. They're getting it done. Nobody touch that sign again for the next four innings, please. Three and a half. Three innings. We're in the seventh now. The Aviators outfielders are going back to their positions, and they're done. They've hung up the sign. The grounds crew, sign repair guys, running back into their room behind the right field fence. Now they can restart the poker game. And Colin Moran's getting ready to hit for the right ears with one out and no one on base in the top of the seventh inning. The score tied 1-1. Moran's fly to deep left and he is reached on an error. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Acton with a good fastball, mid-90s. And he misses with a breaking ball now, 2-0. He pitched a long stint on Wednesday in that ridiculous 18-17 game. He got the win. He went 2 2/3 in that game, allowed four runs, which made him one of the more effective pitchers. Here's a swing and a foul back by Moran, and the count is now 2-1. So 2-1 to Moran. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 2-2 now. So two balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch, swinging and a foul back. Moran hanging in there. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Moran strikes out and two men are out in the top of the seventh inning, and now Kian Wong is the batter. Day game tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch. Rainiers are sending Tommy Malone to the mound against a pitcher who's coming from Class A Stockton to start for the Aviators named Micah Dallas. Wong stands in. He has one of the Rainiers' three hits today, and he fouls back the first pitch there, strike one. Wong had the RBI single in the fifth that tied it up the game. Now the 0-1 coming. And it's in there for a strike, 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three with a breaking ball, and Wong goes down on three pitches, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We've reached the stretch here in Las Vegas. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The seventh inning stretch here in Las Vegas. Tie game. The Red Ears and the Aviators knotted up 1-1. Zach Geloff, Trenton Brooks, and Jonah Bride to bat this inning. Matt Festa retired the side in order of the sixth. He stays in for the bottom of the seventh. And his first pitch to Geloff is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And this one is in there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Swing and a ball batted on one hop back to the hill, and Festa has it, and he makes the toss to first base. Geloff is retired and one away here in the seventh. So Festa with some reaction to spear that one hopper back to the hill. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Next offering inside for a ball. Vegas scored its run in the third on an error. Actually, two errors on one play, although the second one didn't impact the score. Here's a pitch, check swing, and he went around. So one ball, two strikes to Brooks. Festa trying to put him away, and the pitch is a check swing again. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three, and Festa has his first strikeout of the night. He whiffs Trenton Brooks, and now Jonah Bride is the batter.
Third baseman, number 11,
Bride's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0 outside to Ado. The parent club of the Aviators, the Oakland A's, they lost again today at home to Cincinnati, 3-2. Former Rainier and Mariner Jake Fraley had the go-ahead RBI double in the top of the ninth inning, a broken bat hit. So the 2-0 pitch is fouled away. Nothing going right for Oakland in the big leagues these days. They are now 5-23 on the year. Five wins, 23 losses. That's not very good. 2-1 to Bride is hit well towards left center field. Ranging over is Marlowe at the track, and it's off the fence. Picking up on the rebound is DeShields, fires it into the cutoff man, and Bride ends up at third base. A two-out triple for Jonah Bride, and now Las Vegas has the go-ahead runner at third with two down for Kyle McCann, who's been an extremely tough out in this series. So Jonah Bride with his first triple of the season. Left-hand hitter, the pitch is a slider that misses for a ball. 1-0, the right ears are calling for their first challenge of the game. O'Keefe immediately asked for a challenge on this pitch. They have not challenged anything all night. So we go to the replay and the video board, and yeah, the right ears are going to win the challenge in strike one. The umpire missed that one. All and one the count. And the pitch is over for a strike, 0-2. I wonder if sometimes they call for the challenge and the umpire knows before they even go to the video that he missed the call. I bet that actually happens sometimes. Sometimes you just miss one and you have the bad feeling. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Festa threw a heater past Kyle McCann and he strikes him out to close out the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs for Vegas. They had a hit. They leave a runner at third base. We go to the eighth inning. Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
One-one tie. We go to the eighth inning. Cesar Hernandez on the hill for the right ear, or at the plate for the right ears. And Garrett Acton still in there for Vegas on the hill. And the first pitch of the inning is swung on and fouled back there. Strike one. Acton pitched a three up, three down seventh inning with a couple of strikeouts. Acton with the 0-1 pitch. And it's low for a ball. Never imagined we would have had a 1-1 game going to the eighth inning here, but here we are. Next pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1. Attendance tonight, 10,850 here in Las Vegas on Star Wars night. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Counts even, 2-2. So 2-2, the count to Cesar Hernandez, trying to reach base and get something started for the Red Ears here in the eighth inning. And the pitch from Acton is a called strike three with a fastball, 96-mile-per-hour heater, and Hernandez is struck out looking. Acton with his third strikeout. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a ground into double play. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a foul tip into the mid of Pena, 1-1. So that Padres-Giants game in Mexico City, interesting. A little two-game series between those two teams played in the extremely high elevation in Mexico City. 1-1 pitch to Hummel, fouled away. The stadium there is it's named after the owner of the Mexico City Red Devils of the Mexican League, who also is a part owner of the San Diego Padres, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Hummel, and he's out. That's four straight strikeouts for Acton. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter.
Center fielder number 92, Cade Marlowe.
The ballpark there could not contain the major league hitters today. 11 home runs were hit as the pitch to Marlowe is up high for ball. We thought we had a lot of homers last night, 8 homers here last night. They beat us by 3. Manny Machado's second home run of the game gave the Padres the lead that they would not relinquish. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. Padres also had home runs from Juan Soto, Xander Bogaerts, Nelson Cruz, and Fernando Tatis Jr. Giants had homers from Mitch Haniger, Blake Cibol, Brandon Crawford, David Villar, and Lamont Wade. So here's a swing and a high fly to center, not deep. And Blade is already under it and waiting, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. The Red Ears go down in order. And Las Vegas pitchers have retired the last 9 Tacoma batters to come to the plate. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning. It is Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Tie game, Tacoma and Las Vegas all even 1-1. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. An extremely rare low-scoring game at Las Vegas Ballpark. Rainiers bring in their fourth pitcher in this bullpen game. It's right-hander Nolan Blackwood, the Submariner, to face Nick Allen and the top of the Vegas order. Allen stands in. First pitch catches the outside edge. There's strike one. First pitch sinker from Blackwood, who will hit 90 on the gun with his fastball, that sinking fastball. Next pitch swung on, bounced foul, first base side. And the count goes to 0-2. Blackwood is appearing in his eighth game for the Red Ears. No record, a 3.24 ERA. 8 1/3 innings pitched, 9 hits allowed, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Swinging a foul by Allen, still 0-2. Blackwood's just throwing him fastballs, hasn't shown him the slider yet. Matt Festo went 2 scoreless, retired 6 of the 7 batters he faced, allowed 1 hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Here's a swing and a foul back. Still 0-2. That time Blackwood threw the slider and Allen fouled it off. 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blackwood's pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield behind the mound, and the second baseman Wong takes over and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So one down, and now J.J. Blade will be the hitter. He has a hit, 1-for-3 with a double, although put an asterisk on that one. It was a fly ball towards right center that either Deloach or Marlowe could have caught, but neither did catch it because they thought the other guy was going to catch it. Pitches inside to Blade. Ball one. One oh. Down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. And there's an off-speed pitch over for a strike. 2-1, a change. Two-one delivery. Outside, ball three. Blade has a lot of power and has already parked 7 homers this year. 3-1 pitch, called a strike with a slider, and now the count is full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is low, ball four, and Blade draws a walk. So Las Vegas has the go-ahead runner on base with one out, and the catcher Manny Pena is due up, and he is going to hit for himself. I was curious because, well, no, this is Yoel Pozo. Okay, Pozo in for Pena. And a toss to first base, and back in safely is Blade. Pena was on rehab, and they're only frequently directed to play a certain number of innings. As Pozo yanks one into left field, and that's a base hit. And moving to second is Blade, and Vegas has something cooking here in the bottom of the eighth. A walk to Blade, Pozo with a base hit. And now Cody Thomas is the batter. Cody Thomas. Thomas, left-hand hitter, and a dangerous one at that, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. Next offering, inside for a ball. Thomas is 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop-up. Reniers open for a double play ball in the infield. Two on, one out. Blade, the go-ahead runner at second, he runs pretty well. Pitch is over for a strike on the inside edge. One ball, two strikes to Thomas. Now the pitch is low and inside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the left of the mound. And picking it up is Blackwood on the second try. And he has no play anywhere. And the bases are loaded. Blackwood had to come off the mound. He tried to barehand it initially on a bounce. And instead of catching it, he knocked it down. Then he had to pick it up. And when he cocked his arm to throw to first base, he saw that it was too late. So the bases are loaded with one out for Tyler Soderstrom. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Blackwood. And that's frustrating when you get a batter to hit a ground ball that goes about 40 feet and you can't get an out on it. Now Soderstrom gets ready to hit as O'Keefe returns to his station behind home plate. Blade at third, Pozo at second, and Thomas at first. Reniers have to bring the infield in, and the pitch is down and in to Soderstrom, ball one. The middle infielders, particularly Hernandez at short, are playing far enough back to possibly turn a double play, but the corner infielders are drawn in. Next pitch, low, two balls, no strikes to Soderstrom. So 2-0 the count. Blackwood is set. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and popped up, foul. Out of play on the first base side. 2-1. Looks like they've put a hit on the board for Cody Thomas on that little dribbler. I think that's the right call. 2-1 the count. And Blackwood's pitch is inside for a ball. And it goes to 3-1. Nowhere to put him. The 3-1 pitch to Soderstrom is ball four, and that forces in the go-ahead run. Blade scores, Pozo takes third, Thomas down to second, Soderstrom with a bases-loaded walk, and Las Vegas leads 2-1. Now Zach Geloff is the batter, and you gotta be careful here. He could really open it up with one swing. He has bounced out in the infield twice tonight. Reniers would love to see that again. Blackwood's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. No one up in the Red Ears pen. Blackwood with the 1-0 coming. And it's a swing and a miss. He's allowed only one hard hit ball, the Pozo base hit, but the two walks have been a problem, and then there was the one grounder they couldn't get an out on. 1-1 pitch, inside, two balls, one strike. Blackwood getting the sign from O'Keefe. 2-1 pitch, called a strike on the outside edge, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Pozo at third, Thomas at second, Soderstrom at first, 3-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away in the air and out of play down the right field line. We'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. Still nowhere to put the man at the plate with the bases loaded and one out and a full count. And the pitch, swung on, bounced, foul on the third base side. So still three balls, two strikes. Blackwood is set. The righty's pitch is swung on, grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball headed towards the corner. Pozo scores, Thomas scores. Coming around third is Soderstrom. He holds there in at second base. With a ground ball double and two runs batted in is Zach Geloff. Sounded like he cracked his bat on the swing. But that opens it up for Vegas, who now leads 4-1. And there's still only one out in this inning. And now Trenton Brooks is the batter. The Rainiers are going to start warming someone up in the bullpen, it appears. Yeah, they've got action beginning. Infield drawn in all the way around. Blackwood's thrown 30 pitches this inning, and his first pitch to Brooks is inside for a ball, 1-0. Another ball that was not hit hard, but it went right over the third base bag. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, and that's out of play into the seats. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming, and it is down low for a ball to Brooks. Two balls, one strike. Infield in all the way around. Soderstrom at third, Geloff at second, only one out. The 2-1 pitch to Brooks is bounced foul, first base side. Counts even now, 2-2. In the ninth, the Rainiers are going to have to rally. They'll have O'Keefe, Ford, and Deloach two up. Two and two to Trenton Brooks. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left, and that's a base hit. Scoring from third is Soderstrom. Coming to the plate is Geloff. The throw, and unable to handle it is O'Keefe. Geloff scores. It's a two-run single for Trenton Brooks, and Vegas leads it 5-1. Pardon me, 6-1, as they have scored five runs here in the eighth. Now, Jonah Bride will bat, and it looks like the Red Ears are going to make a pitching change. John Russell's out to the mound, and he's going to take the ball from Blackwood, who had a rough outing today. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Five runs are in the eighth. One out and a runner at first. Our score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
We're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas has snapped the 1-1 tie by rallying to score five runs. They lead 6-1. They have a runner at first with one out. Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Jared Bayless for his second appearance of this series. He worked a scoreless inning earlier. Bayless will face Jonah Pride, who's 1-for-3 with a long triple. Right-hand batter, and Bayless's pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Bayless making his second fill-in appearance for the Red Ears this year. He had one last year as well. Pitch in for a strike. Red Ears with two pitchers on the roster right now from the low minor leagues just to provide bullpen depth. Bayless got here at the start of the series. John Creel arrived today after McGee was called up, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Bride. Diego Castillo, who was optioned to Tacoma, is not going to arrive until the Salt Lake series because he was optioned today and he was in Toronto. And we have this night game today and then the early game tomorrow. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. So we'll see Castillo on Tuesday and he'll probably get in the game on Tuesday in Salt Lake City. 2-2 pitch coming to Jonah Pride. And it swung on and hit high in the air to the very shallow left field, so shallow that the shortstop, Cesar Hernandez, is the guy who's going to catch it. And that's out number two. Pride is retired. And now Kyle McCann will be the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning for Las Vegas. McCann's 1-for-3 with a single back in the third inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Bayless, 26-year-old righty from Texarkana, with his next pitch and it's inside for a ball. Mariners drafted him in the 33rd round in 2019 out of Dallas Baptist. We've got a challenge on this last pitch, as O'Keefe challenged it, but the umpire's call was confirmed as correct, so it is indeed a ball to McCann. The Rainiers wrong on a challenge for the first time tonight. 1-1 the count. Bayless's next pitch. And it's inside and it hit him. It smoked McCann in the waist. And he's gonna go to first base and Brooks takes second. So the Aviators bat around in the bottom of the eighth. Nick Allen started this inning by popping up, and now he'll bat for his second time in the inning. The Rainiers are going to try to make it so that Allen makes the first and third outs of the inning. Runners with their leads, and the pitch to the leadoff man, who's taken for a strike, going one the count. Next delivery coming from Bayless. And it is swung on and blooped into shallow center, and back goes Kian Wong, and he can't get it. It drops in for a hit, and the ball's rolling away from everybody. Brooks scores. McCann goes all the way to third, and ending up at second base is Nick Allen. And it is now a 7-1 Las Vegas lead. And runners are at second and third. For J.J. Blade. Just a flare of a hit for Allen. And the pitch to Blade is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Closes the books on Blackwood. He's charged with 6 runs in a third of an inning. 0-1 pitch, yanked foul down the first baseline. And it's 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 2 out at the bottom of the 8th. Blade, the 11th batter of the inning. And the pitch is high for a ball. 1-2. And now Bayless with his 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 1-2. And the pitch is inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two pitch is hit in the air towards left center. Chasing is Marlowe. He has time to get there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But a huge inning for Las Vegas. They send 11 batters to the plate in the bottom of the 8th inning. It scores 6 runs, and they do it with 5 hits. There were no Tacoma errors and 2 runners left on. We go to the 9th. It's Las Vegas 7, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Spencer
Well, we go to the ninth. The Red Ears trailing 7-1. Spencer Patton comes in for Vegas to try to finish it off. The Red Ears are going to see if they can rally. Brian O'Keefe leads things off. Patton is into his motion, and his first pitch of the night is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Patton is appearing in his third game of this series. He is 1-0 with a 4.26 ERA on the year. Next pitch to O'Keefe, grounded on two hops to short. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One away in the top of the ninth. Right here's with just three hits tonight, all singles. Mike Ford coming to the plate. He has walked twice and grounded out. The last Vegas pitcher, Garrett Acton, two perfect innings, six up, six down with four strikeouts. Here's the pitch to Ford, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh pitch coming. And it's outside, ball three. Now the 3-0. High ball four, and Ford will take his third walk of the night and head down to first base. Maybe that'll get things started. Ford's 13th walk of the season, next to only 12 strikeouts. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a couple of flyouts and a double play grounder. Here's the pitch. And it's taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 misses, 2-0. And Spencer Patton has thrown six straight pitches outside of the strike zone. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming. And the pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 2-2 now to Deloach. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2. Now a swing and a little liner into right center, and that's going to get down for a hit and possibly more as it goes through to the fence. Coming to third, and stopping there is Ford, and Deloach will check in at second base with his seventh double of the year, and the Red Ears have their first extra base hit of the game. Zach Deloach with a double to right center, and runners are at second and third with one out for Delino DeShields. The Shields 0 for 2 with a deep fly out and a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 coming. And it's a swing and a bouncer on two hops to the second baseman. Geloff fields it. He throws out to Shields for the second out. Ford scores, and Deloach takes third. It's 7-2 now, but the Rainiers are down to their final out. Colin Moran will hit with a runner at third and two outs. Moran's 0-for-3 in this game. Spencer Patton is set, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 now to Moran. Reminder, in the Red Ears post-game show, we recap the scoring and check out the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards. We do that every night, so stay tuned. So now the 1-1 to Moran is a swing and a miss, strike two. Red Ears are a strike away from their fourth consecutive defeat. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Deloach at third. Patton comes set. 1-2 pitch to Colin Moran is swung on and fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Scoreboard requesting noise. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Moran, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Moran trying to extend things. On deck is Kian Wong. The 2-2, inside, ball three. And Moran's worked a full count. Two outs of the ninth, 7-2, Las Vegas. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Colin Moran, and it is swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. And it is still a full count, 3-2. Reminder, tomorrow's game is a 12:05 first pitch here in Vegas. Now the 3-2 to Moran once again from Patton is pulled on the ground to first, fielded by Soderstrom, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and that's the ball game. Vegas wins it by the final score of 7-2 as the Red Ears get just four hits in one of the best hitters' ballparks in all of professional baseball. Not for the Red Ears tonight, though. Vegas has won four of the first five games of this series, including four in a row. And the series wraps up with the 12:05 first pitch tomorrow afternoon. Aviators beat the Red Ears 7-2. The Tacoma Red Ears postgame show is coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of
the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers fall to Las Vegas 7-2 and have dropped four in a row in this series after winning the opening game on Tuesday. It's been all downhill. The games have been extremely high scoring here, but the Rainiers bats have gone quiet, not just for tonight's game, but over the course of the final three innings yesterday as well. Tacoma, in the last 12 innings that they have batted in, have scored just two runs on four hits, and that is not the recipe for success at Las Vegas Ballpark, where it really helps to score 10 or more runs if you're looking for a victory. That wasn't the case today. This was actually a 1-1 game for a long time. The Aviators faced Riley O'Brien, making the start on bullpen day for the Red Ears. O'Brien tossed his typical two scoreless innings. Then came Stephen Kolek from the pen for his Tacoma debut and his AAA debut. He allowed an unearned run in the third when an error at third base by Colin Moran turned what could have been an inning-ending double play ball into instead second and third and one out. And Manny Pena grounded out, but it brought in the run and the unearned run. And Vegas was ahead 1-0. That was all Kolek would allow in three innings. He was very impressive. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out two. Certainly wasn't rattled by the confines here in Las Vegas. And really nice AAA debut for Stephen Kolek. Red Ears tied it up for him in the fifth against the Vegas starter Colton Eastman when Delino DeShields drew a leadoff walk. Colin Moran hit a would-be double play grounder to short, but it was booted by Nick Allen for an error. And then Kian Wong singled to left, bringing in DeShields, making it 1-1. And at that point, the Red Ears had runners at first and second with nobody out. Great opportunity, and it just fizzled out with a fly out and a double play ball. Eastman, for the Aviators, went six innings and allowed just that one unearned run despite walking four. He only allowed three hits and struck out just one, but got a lot of soft contact, and the game was 1-1. As he left, we got into the late innings. It was still 1-1 when we went to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears had used Riley O'Brien, Stephen Kolek, and Matt Festa for two scoreless. In the eighth, they turned it over to the submariner, Nolan Blackwood. He got the leadoff man out, but then he walked J.J. Blade. Yoel Pozo singled sharply to left field. Cody Thomas reached on a dribbler back to the mound for an infield single. The bases were loaded. And then Tyler Soderstrom walked to force in the go-ahead run, make it 2-1. Then Zach Geloff hit a broken bat bouncer over the third base bag for a two-run double to make it 4-1. And then Trenton Brooks singled to left field, bringing in two more runs and making it 6-1. And that was it for Blackwood. The Rainiers brought in Bayless from the pen. He got a pop-up, but then hit Kyle McCann with a pitch, and Nick Allen hit a pop-fly double to shallow right center, bringing in Vegas's seventh and final run. Tacoma scored one run in the ninth when Mike Ford walked. Zach DeLoach doubled. Delino DeShields grounded out to score the run, but they needed a lot more than one. 7-2 was the final score today. For Las Vegas, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, left 5 on base. Garrett Acton is the winning pitcher with 2 scoreless innings in relief. He's 4-1. Loss goes to Blackwood. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 31 minutes. And the attendance, 10,850. With the victory, Las Vegas reaches 500. Pretty impressive that they started the season 2-10 and have already reached the 500 mark, really turning things around. It's not even the end of April yet. Still have another game left this month. The Red Ears fall to 13-12. They're going to need a win tomorrow to secure a winning month. Tomorrow's game is at 12:05. Tacoma starts Tommy Malone, and Vegas is starting a pitcher from A-ball named Micah Dallas. That's tomorrow at 12:05. Plan to get John Russell on the pregame show tomorrow. If everything works out, we will start that at 11:50. Vegas beats Tacoma 7-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Vegas beats Tacoma 7-2. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard on a very busy day in the big leagues. Toronto beats the Mariners in 10 innings, 1-0. Easton McGee, terrific in his first big league start, called up from Tacoma. Tossed 6 2/3 no-hit innings before Matt Chapman singled. Came out after that. He struck out 2, walked 1, and Matt Brash got the next guy out, so he didn't allow any runs. The thing is, the Mariners weren't scoring. They haven't been scoring lately at all. And that continued today as Toronto wins 1-0 in the 10th. Kevin Gausman, 7 scoreless innings with 13 strikeouts. Dalton Varsho singled in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning for Toronto. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit hosted Baltimore in a double dip. They split. Tigers won the first game 7-4 as Matt Vierling had 3 hits and drove in 4 runs. Baltimore takes game 2, 6-4. Rookie Grayson Rodriguez pitched 5 short shutout innings, struck out 9, and earned his first major league victory. Kansas City edges Minnesota 3-2. Edward Olivares scored the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth on a wild pitch by Twins reliever Johan Duran. The Red Sox in 10 innings defeat Cleveland 8-7. Alex Verdugo with the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. Texas right-hander Nathan Eovaldi pitched a complete game 3-hit shutout against the Yankees. He struck out 8, didn't walk anybody. Rangers win the game 2-0. And a wild one in Chicago. The White Sox had a 3-0 lead over Tampa Bay. Lance Lynn working on a no-hitter through 6. Tampa Bay then proceeded to score 10 runs in the top of the 7th inning, and they beat the reeling White Sox 12-3. Randy Arozarena hit 2 homers and drove in 4 on the night. Interleague play, Reds defeat the A's 3-2. Former right ear Jake Fraley with a go-ahead RBI double in the top of the 9th inning for Cincinnati. Oakland falls to 5-23. The Phillies got 6 scoreless from Zach Wheeler and beat the Astros 6-1. Cody Clemens with a 2-run homer. And Milwaukee knocks off the Angels 7-5. Corbin Burns allowed just 1 run over 6 innings. Once he left the game, Mike Trout came alive with a couple of homers. He drove in all 5 Angels runs, but the Brewers win the game. In the National League, the Pirates swept a doubleheader from the Nationals, taking game 1 6-1 as Miguel Andujar homered and drove in 3. He also homered in game 2 which was a wipeout. The Pirates won game two, 16-1. Jack Sawinski had three hits with a double and a homer and five runs batted in. The Pirates of Pittsburgh have the best record in the National League at 20-8. Marlins beat the Cubs 7-6, a five-run first inning for the Fish. Jesus Sanchez had two hits, three runs batted in. Arizona blasts the Rockies 11-4. Geraldo Perdomo with three hits, including a homer and four runs batted in. Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers shut out St. Louis 1-0. Kershaw went 7, struck out 9. Braves and Mets got rained out in New York. They'll make it up on a doubleheader on August 12th. Please make a note of that. And the Padres and Giants in Mexico City, International Showcase. High elevation up there. They combined to hit 11 homers. Manny Machado's second homer of the game was the go-ahead shot of the seventh inning. And the Padres beat the Giants 16-1. They have one more game in Mexico City tomorrow. Get ready for more taters. Here in Vegas, Aviators beat the Red Ears 7-2. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Vegas takes Tacoma 7-2 in a game that was 1-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. Only game we've had like this in this series, but then Vegas breaks it open with the six-run rally of the eighth. Rainiers need to find the bats. Two runs on four hits. That's not going to cut it tomorrow. No chance. And didn't get a hit in the last three innings last night either. So we'll see if Tacoma can get the bats in gear tomorrow in the final game of this series, which is already a loss. Vegas has won four of the first five. The Rainiers just trying to salvage a game tomorrow now. Elsewhere, the PCL, El Paso, won the first four games against Salt Lake, but the Bees got them today in a slugfest, 14-10. El Paso losing a game in which they had 19 hits. You don't see that every day. Reno outslugged Sugarland 11-8. That was in Reno. Round Rock knocks off Albuquerque 9-8 in Albuquerque. That game was in Round Rock, Texas. And Oklahoma City, in a normal score, beat Sacramento 5-1. All right, day game tomorrow at 12:05. Tommy Malone will be on the mound for the Red Ears. He's 1-0 with a 2 ERA. And Vegas is forced to bring in a starting pitcher from Class A Stockton named Micah Dallas. He'll be on the hill tomorrow. Although Vegas should have plenty of relievers, AAA guys, ready to go after him. So we'll see if the Rainiers can get to the young kid tomorrow. 12:05 first pitch, hoping to get John Russell for the pregame show tomorrow. And if so, we will be starting up at 11:50 a.m. So that's when the stream will begin tomorrow for the final game of the Vegas series. Aviators win it 7-2. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. Have a great night.